Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
Moving on to more serious news, we now get to chat to Roger Illian, energy analyst, regarding the energy grid at Current. Roger, how are you doing today?
Good morning, Chad. Good morning to your listeners. Thank you for inviting me to your show. I'm well today. Thank you. It's a lovely day down here.
So, Roger, I was thinking to myself, you know, we're coming out of winter. Maybe there's going to be less pressure on the grid because people are not going to be using their heaters as much. And we went straight into not a spring by any measure, but straight into a summer where we're already topping 30 degrees every day. So air cons are now going to be used. But is this the reason we're seeing the pressure on the energy grid? What's going on? Why are we seeing higher stages?
Well, basically, Eskom is saying that the equipment is so unpredictable now with its unreliability that they can't even tell us why it is that when weather improves, we end up in this situation. You know, we have a certain amount of capacity offline for maintenance, around 4,000 megawatts, but more than that. But we've got four times as much down through breakdowns. So this is the problem. The equipment is just so terribly unreliable that it really is leading us into this situation. And I think the fact that the government have made these recent drastic moves in terms of trying to repair move forward and get proper generation going, I think this sort of tells a tale that the public is not being told just how bad the situation really is in these power stations.
Roger, this is becoming a scary conversation. Is it possible that we could have a national blackout?
Well, the Eskom Control Center will avoid that at all costs. This is the whole purpose of load shedding, is to balance the country's load with the availability of generation capacity. But obviously, you know, if sufficient equipment were to fail, or if we were to have a major problem with one of our transmission systems or something like that, then of course it's not beyond the realm of possibility.
What concerns me is our power stations are national key points. We've seen strikers down tools, barricade gates, not allowing deliveries of coal in and other essential resources. Surely this is an act of sedition, if not borderline treason. And if we see a repeat of this, and we're hearing more and more about sabotage taking place at our power stations, the military should be brought in. They are national key points. And in terms of the National Key Point Act, the military can be utilized in that capacity to protect our national key points.
Yes, indeed. And I'm 100% behind that. I think that would be a very good thing to do. The government's usual argument is that you don't use the army against your own people, you use your army against foreign invaders and so on. But why is it then that we don't have some form almost like a paramilitary arrangement which would act as a protector of key points, you know, a dedicated force, as it were, that we could actually deploy in these areas. And those could be indeed military personnel who currently are not really doing anything, are they? I mean, they're sitting in their barracks, as far as I'm aware. You don't see them actually doing anything anywhere. So they're paying their salaries, and what are they really doing? So,
it's a domestic terror threat. If one thinks about the instability that it's caused, it's economic terrorism. And it's wholesale murder, because one thinks about the rural hospitals and government hospitals in urban areas that don't have the resources to capacitate the generators they may or may not have. Yes. The shutdown of our electricity grid can cause literal death. And I think
it has indeed done so.
So government needs to now show that they're serious about this.
Well, this is what they claim they've done in terms of, you know, these new drastic steps that they've taken. So they're basically handing the problem over to the private sector, if you think about it, because they're allowing the private sector to get more involved in electricity generation, which, interestingly enough, is something the industry's been calling for at least 10 years, probably 15 years. You know, so it really is a very strange situation that it seems that they've finally come to the realization they can't do this by themselves, and they need the private sector to make it happen. And I mean, we've seen this happen elsewhere. You get the private sector involved, and suddenly things start coming right. I mean, you take Telkom as an example. So we could do the same thing with South African Airways. We could do the same thing with so many of the government's businesses that they just seem to be unable to manage. That's as simple as it is.
And this is the most critical business. It's a state-owned entity that every single other entity in South Africa is reliant on. Roger,
absolutely.
Thank you. I really thank you for your insight this morning and taking time out of your busy day to chat to our listeners.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye, Jeff.
Roger Lilly is an energy analyst chatting to us about the current state of the energy grid and why load shedding has made a return with higher stages.